Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Dr. Roger Gonzalez. Dr. Gonzalez is the chair of the Engineering Leadership Program here on campus. And we did a show earlier in the year, actually last year, about the program. And we're going to have Dr. Gonzalez talk a little bit about that. But also, we have some very interesting information about an upcoming production that features UTEP, among other schools, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. First of all, Dr. Gonzalez, thank you very much for being with us here today.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, I mentioned at the beginning of the interview that we have done another interview with you in the past, along with two students. Tell us a little bit about the Engineering Leadership Program.
The Engineering Leadership Program is a Bachelor of Science in Engineering. So it is an engineering degree, but it's an engineering degree that focuses on allowing students to kind of pursue their own passion in the context of getting an engineering education. And through that program, we help them develop their leadership capacity. We give them some entrepreneurship innovation tools to be able to maybe create their own products and their own business at some point. And also learn the business acumen of what it's like to be in a company, and both play the role of understanding how the role of an engineer sometimes deals with the roles of understanding the bottom line and the products that they create.
And because if I remember correctly, when you were here with other students, you shared with us the fact that you have experience not just as a professor, but as an engineer and also an entrepreneur.
That is correct. I've founded and started a nonprofit called LIMS International that we work in multiple continents around the world. And that's given me a lot of understanding on the role that it takes to build a company from the ground up, not just having the technology, but all the other pieces of the puzzle that need to come together.
And tell us a little bit about this film that's going to be featured at UTEP, at least unless it changes. But right now, it's going to be featured at UTEP, and it's on May 6th. The name of the film is Beyond Measure.
Yes. A couple of years ago, the producers of A Race to Nowhere got a hold of me and said, I understand you are working with Olin College out of Boston, Massachusetts, to create a new degree in engineering called Engineering Leadership. And we talked about our partnership and how it's not just about what we teach in our program, but how we do it, the pedagogical aspects of how do you educate students to achieve certain milestones that they want to achieve. And that discussion started, in a sense, because we started to realize that the traditional mode of education sometimes was falling short in achieving the outcomes both that students wanted and the faculty wanted, and being able to empower the next generation to really be change agents in the world.
One of the things that people have been very critical in the past about our school systems, our way of educating, a lot of them are just saying, they study for a test, and then after the test they forget everything. So what is different as far as and how do you get out of that mold of being a test-driven model?
Well, one of the challenges that we face in our society is that we tend to generally educate when students are just basically regurgitating back what they've read or what they've been told on a test. And in the context of today's world, where we're living in such a fast-paced society, we need individuals who can not just remember facts, but individuals who can actually create new ideas, create new products. And that doesn't happen just by regurgitating facts and memorizing things that you've been told. It comes with being in an environment that stimulates ingenuity, that stimulates creativity, that lets you essentially be free enough to question, why haven't we done this before? Or why can't parts A, B, and C be put together differently to create a new paradigm or a new product or a new service? And I think one of the things that it really encourages me about what I see happening at Olin and what we're trying to do in our own program is create an environment where we teach students how to work in that mode, to take the things that they've learned but also put it together in such a creative way that they become some of the society's leaders in being creative thinkers, not only in thought but in product and in services, and eventually impact society.
Well, the way the in watching the trailer, it gives different examples, and in more than one example, I saw and I heard students are saying, it's great when we're kind of in charge of our own program, and where you're not having to take this class to meet your requirements, but the student is actually directing their own program and what they learn, what they take, and they seem to be working better at it because it's their baby.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you see in the study of education and in learning is that motivation has a large role to play in how much you learn. The more that you can be intrinsically motivated to be able to learn some material, the more you'll actually be able to capture it long term. So let's say you want to get to a point where you want to understand a certain device and how this device works. Well, if you need to learn physics, something aspects of physics to learn how that device works, you'll be very motivated to learn the physics aspects. And therefore, because you're motivated to learn that, you actually will capture it cognitively for a longer period of time and becomes part of what you how you think and how you process things. So this aspect of intrinsic motivation for students is what we've thought about quite a bit. If the students are engaged and feel part of the process, they become intrinsically motivated to learn because they want to gain something. And so that is a big process of the education that we have been thinking through for quite some time and working with Olin College and thinking about how that affects students here at UTEP, especially in the context of our culture and our demographic that we have in our class.
When you watch the film, and again, the trailer is available online, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in just a little bit, but it features different schools and then giving, being sort of not paired up, but kind of like the Massachusetts school and then our school. Did they do that for a reason? And do they give two examples of how two schools can differ yet doing the same thing? Or how does that work?
So in this film, they actually pair eight institutions and then essentially four pairs. And we're paired with another university. The other ones are high schools. And if you compare Olin College to UTEP, Olin is private, we're public. Olin is small, residential, we're a large commuter. Olin is comes from a demographic of fairly well-off individuals that come from well-educated homes, the students do. Our demographic comes with first-time college students, usually sometimes on the lower socioeconomic range. So this is an example to see two diverse, very, very diverse academic institutions doing things that are similar and achieving similar outcomes. So the process of how all this started was in me, in my past relationship with Olin, realizing that if these things are really true, if increasing intrinsic motivation, if giving students some level of input and control over what they're learning results in higher learning abilities, that should work regardless of the type of student and the demographic that you're in. And so that's how this all started 4 years ago. And that's what this film is about, is how are we doing that here at UTEP and somewhat contrasting it how it happens at Olin.
And is this a way of perhaps egging on or urging school officials, school board members to change the traditional way of filling the bubble and that's all the learning that's available?
Well, one of the things that has been discussed in the broader context is what role does the federal government or state government or teachers, parents, and students play in the educational process? So what we're trying to do is look at the process of allowing administrators, teachers, and students to be more engaged in the educational decisions and processes so that it's not all driven necessarily by federal mandates. And I understand the aspect that people need to write, people need to be able to do math. Those things are important. They're necessary. But I think they fall short of the broader things that we need to achieve. And I think sometimes those things have to be engaged at the local level where teachers and students and faculty work collaboratively rather than it being like the sage on the stage that says basically listen to everything I say and do as I say.
And your experience as well working with these students, I'm sure that you've learned a lot from them at the same time while you're teaching them.
Absolutely. In fact, our program, the first years in forming our program, the students have had a tremendous amount of input in what has been part of developing our curriculum. So we collectively work together, and I as a faculty member say, look, here are some of the goals I'd like to achieve. What are some of the goals you'd like to achieve? And we work together to put a curriculum that they have ownership in. And through this ownership, their motivation is fundamentally changed because they feel like they had a part to play in it. And we're always changing things and adapting. And to be very frank, their involvement in curriculum design has been a great process of learning for them because many students have said, wow, I didn't realize how difficult it was to put an effective educational curriculum together.
The fact that they get that opportunity to put together a curriculum and also not just setting up their own education plan, but also in the film shows them doing a lot of hands-on. And for many years, you know, we were learning from books or from presentations, but it was not until the hands-on and the labs were open. But now it's not just labs. It's hands-on just about all the time where students not just do it in the classroom but working with each other on group projects and everything like that.
Yeah, and, you know, part-time we use the term hands-on in a sense that means like you're using your hands, you're being a technician. And what I tell people is that we are trying to build a cognitive atmosphere, an atmosphere in which students are engaged in working with each other and working in groups and working in teams, because in today's society, teamwork is essential to leading to new ideas and development. I don't think there's one individual that is any longer going to drive those things because of the complexity of our society.
And what about the technology and the role that it plays in this educational model? And there's always going to be someone out there who perhaps might say, well, you know, that works great for a school on the East Coast or a private school in Massachusetts. But what about some of the poorer school districts that don't have access to any of that?
You know, I think those are valid questions, but I really do believe that you can learn significantly without all the bells and whistles, because it really is about stimulating curiosity, being able to enhance a person's motivation, being able to look at what do they bring to the table inherently. And technology is a part of it, but it's a small part of it. If you actually visit our classroom, technology, while it is a part of what we do, it is not the center point. It is not the focal point of our educational process.
In this handout that you gave me, where it's writing about some of the featured schools, there are some high schools mentioned because, as you mentioned, I think there's only, what, eight other colleges or universities?
Well, there's eight schools, two of which are universities, and the other ones are comparisons of different high schools throughout the country.
And how does the high school program or model differ from the university one?
Well, I would say, not being familiar with every high school, I would say the difference is between the high school and the colleges is just the level of intellectual maybe rigor or depth of knowledge that you seek to achieve in the process.
The one who is actually putting the material in front of you, that person makes a big difference, and you have some featured leaders here.
That is correct, and I think part of the issue that we need to think about is as these leaders such as Ken Robertson and Ron Berger and Linda Darling that are part of this documentary, you have to realize that the mentor or the teacher or the facilitator, whatever you want to call them, has to be in a position that they feel pretty secure, that they can deal with a very dynamic classroom environment. You know, it's very easy as a faculty member to have your notes, walk through your notes, and have a very controlled stage. As soon as you open it up, you open it up for things to be able to change. And you need an individual who can handle a dynamic environment and not feel threatened if things don't go quite as planned. And I think that flexibility is important in helping be able to let students pursue certain things in a controlled yet flexible environment.
We talked about the film being shown on campus on May 6th. What is the goal of this program? Is it to show it at theaters across the nation, or is it going to be aired on public television?
So Beyond Measure is a documentary. Basically, it's a documentary that is featured throughout the country. You can see more information on it on beyondmeasurefilm.com. They'll give you a lot of information on the film. What we're trying to do is just expose the UTEP community, faculty and students and staff, to what is happening, not only across the country, but especially here at UTEP. And eventually we'd like to have a showing here in El Paso to expose other school districts, teachers, faculty, administrators to see what could happen in their own school districts and helping revolutionize how we educate the youth of the next century.
Well, Dr. Gonzalez, thank you very much for being with us here today. We have been visiting with Dr. Roger Gonzalez. Dr. Gonzalez is the chair of the Engineering Leadership Program, and we've been talking about Beyond Measure, the film, and if you want to find out more about it, you can go to beyondmeasurefilm.com. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Luis Sainz.